It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Lee, throwing, back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the fantasy football champs.
Go the champs! Oh, the champs are in the building. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs here on Patriots.com Radio. I am Bill Enright. With me, as always, is Anthony Grace, Kevin Collins, keeping us on the air, pushing all the cool buttons and taking your phone calls at 855-728-7500. Fellas, how's it going today?
Wonderful, Bill. We only got this one show this week, so we got a lot of information we got to get into today.
Yes, that is correct. Due to the Patriots' Thursday night game against AFC East rival New York Jets, there will only be one Fantasy Football Champ Show today, meaning we got a little bit of a hybrid action. We'll be taking lineup calls, and we'll also be doing waiver wire, of course. So usually no lineup calls on Tuesday, only because I just don't believe in setting in. It's not what was that oven that you set it and forget it?
Oh, the Rompopeel.
Right.
Something
that's not
or other.
Exactly. Fantasy football lineups are not like that. You don't set it and forget it. You set it, you come back to it the next day. Come back to it the next day. Come back to it the next day. And even up until Sunday morning game time, you're really, following the news, following the latest injuries. Even sometimes on Thursday, I'm not as confident in some of my lineup suggestions, only because we don't know if players are going to play or if they're going to be active or what the weather's going to be like. So it's always a fluid situation, and that's why we try to avoid waiver wire. Lineup questions on Tuesday, but we don't have that luxury to do them on Thursday this week, which is fine. So we'll try to do them as best as we can today. But we do think you should check in with us later in the week. Great way to do that is always hitting us up on Twitter at FFChamps, at Bill Enright, at the PPR Monster. But like I said, we'll be doing waiver wire today. We'll do lineup questions. So yeah, certainly a lot to get to.
Love it. I love the action-packed shows. We're going to just be going 0 to 100 from start to begin or start to end. Love it.
Kev, what happens on Thursday that we get bumped? They have, live programming all the way up until game time?
No, I just think that, we have the pregame social that's pretty much in your time slot. So
right,
that's the
right.
main
that's
program.
What it is.
And they could make you probably, earlier in the day, but that would throw everything else off. And to be frank, I don't know if I want to come in that early.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you.
Because I'm going to be here till 3 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
So it's
one
of those
hard.
Things. But
that's
yeah, the pregame
America looks up to you.
Yeah, the pregame social would directly kind of conflict with a portion of your time slot. So
right.
that's the main reason.
And what is the pregame social?
It's just basically a fancy name for the pregame show. It's Andy and Paul and Mark Bertrand who hosts on 98.5, and so he comes down and hosts the pre and the post game show for us. So sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts, pretty good show.
Few
guys are bored on Thursday night with nothing to do since we don't have the show.
I'm going to have to check into that.
You should. Call in.
Well, last year, the Thursday night game against the Jets, I came to it, remember?
That was fun.
That was
a
fun.
Good time.
I hung out in the studio with you for a little bit.
Weren't you sitting in the executive seats, too? Didn't you have good seats?
Yeah, seats. Right
kind
behind
of a big
Vince
deal.
Wilfork's wife.
That was a sloppy game, though. It was kind of boring.
Oh, raining.
It started off
cold.
With a bang. Dobson had that long, 40-yard catch, and I was all right, we're going to get it rolling. And then there was, nothing that happened the rest of the game.
No, nothing.
It was really boring.
I'm trying to think of, I don't even remember how the Jets scored in that game. But it was close. It was, 13-10, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah. That was a good game, though, but I will not be in attendance this year. I got a couple meetings this week in New York City, so I'm not going to be around. Anyway, listen, week 6, it was crazy. 3 games, 3 of them, ended with a pick 6. The Broncos, Cardinals, and 49ers all put the finishing touches on their opponents by intercepting the quarterback and returning it for a touchdown on the final play of the game. That was nuts. The Colts and Texans last Thursday, boy, did they tease us thinking it was going to be a great week for fantasy. I mean, T.Y. Hilton, Andrew Luck, Arian Foster, Andre Johnson, all big-time games from the big-time players, thinking going into Sunday's action, oh, this is going to be good. Colts and Texans set the tone. Not the case at all. 6 games, neither team scored over 30 points. That's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, that's sad to see. There's three games that two teams combined didn't score 30 points last week, so it was just a sloppy kind of week of football. Not a lot of points going on the board, so a little boring for us fantasy people, but yeah, a couple of good games. Like you said, that Indy-Houston game came out of the gate swinging. That was a fun game to watch.
Yeah.
You had the old tie game out in Cincinnati this week again, too.
Yeah, that's always interesting when you see the players after the game. Oh, I didn't know an NFL game could end in a tie. Well, it certainly can.
It blows my mind every single time a tie game happens, which is, what, once every couple of years, someone's like, yeah. I didn't know that could happen. Really? Are you kidding me? By now, everybody should know. They should change the rule, to be honest with you, but whatever. That's not the point.
Yeah, so not exactly fantasy action, but there were good games this weekend. As you said, the Panthers and the Bengals ending in a tie. Packers and Dolphins, Titans, Jaguars, and Chargers and Raiders, all very close games, all decided within 3 points of each other. So that was cool to see some good games, even though the NFL, even though the fantasy action wasn't there. I happened to advance in my survivor pool, which I'm very happy about. Took the Broncos and I took the 49ers. 200 people, I think 1,700 people started out. 200 people were on the Seahawks, and then another 100 had the Bengals. And if you tie, you lose.
Yeah, well, win, lose, or draw, but you're losing if you draw this time. So, you know, hey. 200 left. What would you say? 200 left out of 1,700.
Well, yes. There were 200 knocked out by the Seahawks and the Bengals.
Oh.
There was about 438 heading into Week 6. Take out 200, so now there's about 238 heading into Week 7. So I'm happy. I'm a survivor. Anyone that watches Curb Your Enthusiasm remembers that famous episode. I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor.
Oh, very nice. I love it.
So again, we do have somewhat of a hybrid show today. We're going to go over the injuries from Week 6, and there was a lot of them. We got your waiver wire pickups for Week 7. And again, usually we do start and sit on Thursday, but we will be doing them today to help everyone out there set their lineups for Week 7. You can give us a call at 855-728-7500. Email is webradio@patriots.com. Always hit us up on Twitter, no matter when you're listening to the show. We're always answering fantasy football advice at FFChamps, at Bill Enright, at the PPR Monster. Let's give Kevin some Twitter love as well. At @PatchRadio_Kev. Kevin, do you ever... I guess you can't tweet during the game, huh?
Not home games or if I'm traveling, not really. But I could tweet during an away game that I'm back here in the studio.
No, but I'm saying like from the sideline.
Oh, no, I could never do that.
No. Illegal?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Just because I have access to stuff that nobody else does.
Right.
You know,
right.
All the reporters are up at, like, you know, 300 yards away, and the only other people down there are, like, you know, Michelle Tafoya or,
right,
like, whoever.
Right, the sideline reporter.
Yeah, so there's really not a lot other than photogs, and so it would just be, it wouldn't be fair, and I would never want to tweet anything that would compromise anything either.
Yeah. Who is the, is CBS doing a game or NFL Network?
I would assume CBS. I mean, the CBS trucks are here, but there's also a billion trucks, so there could be NFL Network trucks.
Who is the sideline reporter for CBS? It's that brunette lady.
That does the Thursday night game? Is it,
yeah,
Tracy Wolfson?
Tracy Wolfson, yes. Yeah. She does a good job.
Yeah, she does a solid job.
Yeah. The Sunday night game, Michelle Tafoya, was it Michelle Tafoya?
I think it is.
She had that Victor Cruz news within, like, seconds.
Yeah.
I've never seen that happen before.
It was really quick. And I was also like, how did the trainer diagnose it that quick, like out on the field? Because normally you have to have an MRI.
Yeah.
But then
I Googled
the injury, and they were like, you know.
Your kneecap's hanging off.
Well, also, they said that when you're examining the knee, when you're using your thumb to kind of probe around it, you can actually feel the tear in the ligament.
Right.
So that's probably pretty easy.
And I guess that she probably heard someone say
it. Yeah, she could probably hear him yelling.
So let's get to the injury, since we already brought up Victor Cruz. We had season-ending injury to three notable players, fantasy players, not to mention the, you know, the Gerard Mayos, the Danny Trevathan, the Alex Max, the D. Milners, you know, all those guys out for the year as well. But I'm just talking about the fantasy. It was a crazy weekend for injuries. But just the fantasy players here. Knowshon Moreno, the Miami Dolphins, back in action for the first time since injuring his elbow a couple weeks ago against the Buffalo Bills. Back in action for the first time. Tears his ACL, lost for the season. Lamar Miller now will get the full share of the Miami Dolphins' workload in their backfield. And what do you think? Lamar Miller, top 25 running back going forward?
he has the potential to do that. What we've seen the last couple games out of him, I really liked. And he was a guy that we expected to break out last year.
Yep.
Looking like this is the year that he's going to break out. A little worried when No'Shawn came in there. Then you heard all the stuff about camp. No'Shawn's not in shape. Lamar's going to start. Went back and forth. But you know what? Once No'Shawn went out that first time in Buffalo, Lamar stepped in, looked good those couple weeks that No'Shawn couldn't play. And now that he's gone for the season, I mean, he's got to step up. So I'm looking for big things. And their offensive line down in Miami is getting a little more solid with these guys coming back midseason. So, yeah, I think Lamar's going to have a good ending to this season.
So far, Miller has 330 yards, three touchdowns, five catches, 93 yards and a touchdown. So not bad. 66 fantasy points in a non-PPR league. To start the year. But I agree. I think Lamar Miller can certainly be a running back two at the very least.
Definitely. He has to be at this point. Like I said, he's going to get the majority of the touches. I know they signed Daniel Thomas again, but Lamar Miller, it's his job to lose. So if anything goes south, it's on him and nobody else.
Moving over to a situation that New England Patriot fans are very familiar with. Stephen Ridley had a 100-yard game just 2 weeks ago. He tore his ACL and MCL. Versus the Buffalo Bills. Might be the last time we see Ridley in a Patriots uniform, considering his contract is up at the end of the season.
Could be the last time we see either of those guys, the other guy.
That's what I was just going to bring up, Kev. Vereen, also in a contract year. Both of them were drafted the same year, I believe, 2011?
True story, I think.
Yeah.
I was even talking about Mayo, too, who has got even more pub on his injury because I think he's viewed as more of like an impact player for the Pats.
Right.
Because Ridley's kind of part of a stable, whereas Mayo is viewed as irreplaceable by a lot of people. But Mayo has this ginormous cap hit next year. It's like $10.6 million. And you're talking about a guy that's only played like not even, you know, half seasons this year after this. And then last year he had a torn pec.
Right.
So you're talking about a guy that's not getting any younger that has this massive cap hit and has kind of proven that he – not proven that he can't play a full year, but he hasn't been able to stay healthy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a big question mark. I think you might see something along the lines of what happened to Will Fork, where he's going to get asked to take a pay cut. Same thing that happened to Mankins, and we all know how that ended, you know, in training camp. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting because I don't think there's any way he stays on the team at that number. I think you'd have to work to get that down.
Right.
But there's just an interesting take that I had.
Back to Ridley for fantasy purposes here. What do we think about Shane Vereen going forward? Kind of a similar situation with Lamar Miller. He'll get more action, or Patriots backfield, always very confusing place. Do you think Brandon Bolden and James White will be involved, Kev?
I think they'll definitely both be involved because the Patriots haven't had that like bell cow running back since Corey Dillon, pretty much.
Yeah.
And before that, they had Antoine Smith like in the early 2000s who helped them win a Super Bowl. But they've gone away from that one bell cow approach and have done a running back by committee. And I'm not going to sit here and say it's the reason they haven't won a Super Bowl, but I don't think it's any coincidence they haven't won one since then. I think it's kind of hurt them to not have that bruising physical back that you can give the ball 20, 25 times a game to. I think they thought Ridley was that when they drafted him, but with his ball security issues, and to be honest, Bill, like this year, he's had some good runs, but I think for the most part, if you take away a couple of like big-time garbage runs that he had, his yards per carry is pretty crappy.
Yeah, it has been. Kevin.
He's done a lot of like run into the line for a yard and fall down, and they did a lot of that in Buffalo, no matter which back it was. And I understand Buffalo's defense is great and all that, their run defense, but I think the Patriots had to do that to open up the passing game and keep Buffalo honest. But I don't think the Patriot offensive line / running back situation is one that you'd want to be in from a fantasy perspective. I know I'd definitely stay away from it.
I agree with that. Anthony, where's your take on Shane Vereen, Brandon Bolden, and the rookie James White?
Yeah, you know, Shane Vereen, like you said, being in a contract year this year, the Patriots are the kind of team that are going to get Bolden and James White some touches just to see what they have in them. I mean, James White, rookie coming in, they got him for a few years. So the Patriots aren't a team that just goes out and re-signs players, that you got to show them something. Shane Vereen, the same thing. He's got to step up to the plate, and he's got to start doing things. He's looked really bad this year. He's got two games with double digits. I mean, that's horrible. Other than that, his best game is 4 points this year. It's a sad thing to see him, and he was just so highly drafted, and people loved him going into the season. But I think James White and Brandon Bolden are going to get touches too. So it's one of those things where if Vereen gets hot, they're going to keep giving him the ball. But they're going to get touches to these other guys, too, that they know are definitely going to be on the team next year and see what they have in them.
I'm a James White dynasty owner. I picked him in the second or third round this year. I only draft running backs in my dynasty leagues. I've been doing that for years, and it's worked out pretty well. I knew Vereen and Ridley were both in contract years. I didn't expect James White to get a whole lot of action this year, and I still don't really expect him to get a lot of action. He might be Kev, he's been a healthy scratch, right, the last couple of weeks?
Sorry, that one more time, Bill?
James White, the rookie running back, he's been a healthy scratch for the last
couple of weeks. He hasn't played. Right. He's a guy that I think you'll see potentially get some of the work here, because I don't think the coaching staff's enamored with Brandon Bolden at the moment.
Well, I know that he is a big factor on special teams for them. Maybe that'll translate to him getting some more action.
Yeah, he did get some of the carries, Bill, I think by default on Sunday, but he didn't really do anything with them.
Now, anyone that's starting these kind of crazy rumors of signing Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis or bringing back LeGarrette Blount, I mean, LeGarrette Blount has a contract with the Steelers. He's not going anywhere. Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, I think that ship has sailed a while ago. I don't really see the Patriots making a move to acquire another running back.
I could see – I don't think they'd ever bring back Blount Blount because he's under contract for not only this year but next year.
Yeah, the Steelers, that's not happening.
No, and the Steelers also gave him a $1 million signing bonus pretty much, and they're not just going to throw that away through half a season.
That's
not going to happen, but I think Benny's been sitting out there. I think he's been recovered from his injury since early September, is from some of the reports that I read on Sunday. I went immediately searched his name when the injury happened. I think he left here on good terms. I think Bill likes him. I think he sees the value in a guy that can kind of, you know, grind you out 3-4 yards a carry and not fumble, because I think that's what the Patriot offense is kind of predicated around. I think they're more of a passing attack.
Right.
And they just want to run to kind of like, A, we don't want you to fumble, and B, we just want you to be able to get a yard, 2 yards down along the goal line, right?
Sure.
So I think he would fit that bill, and I definitely don't think he's, like, over the hump in terms of, like, doesn't have anything left to offer. And the other thing that makes sense is he's not on a roster. It's not going to cost you any type of draft pick. And how much money can a guy command that's sitting there on the street, you know?
Right.
I think there would be some value in that, but the only reason I kind of hesitate on it is just because they do have these kind of younger backs that are sitting here waiting in the wings. And this may give those guys the opportunity, or the coaching staff, the ability and the opportunity to evaluate these young guys kind of in real game situations, which doesn't happen a lot.
Right.
So that's kind of where I'm going with it. But I would definitely not be shocked. No, I don't think it would happen this week on a short week, but like late this week after the Jets game heading into next week, I would not be shocked if we heard that, you know, Green-Ellis was in for a workout or something along those lines.
Another injury from week 6, Victor Cruz of the New York Giants. We touched on it a little bit earlier. Tore his patella tendon against the Eagles on Sunday night. No player from the slot, no receiver from the slot position has scored more touchdowns than Victor Cruz since he came into the league, and that includes Wes Welker. That includes guys like some other big slot receivers, Emmanuel Sanders when he was with the Steelers, or you know, some of the other guys that you'd think are, you know, dominant wide receivers. For a while, Victor Cruz was only trailing Calvin Johnson in terms of yards and touchdowns. This one hits close home to me because Vic and I grew up in the same town. I, you know, basically followed him throughout his whole career. Kevin, I know you went to UMass with him. Cruz, one of my favorite players.
It was really sad, Bill. Really sad.
Just from a personal standpoint, he's probably one of my favorite players in the league.
Yeah, and also is just like one of those things. You see a guy that's worked that hard to get to where he is,
coming undrafted from, free agent.
Yeah. And a guy that, you know, I'll say, like, you know, he's not a show, like, I don't think he shows anybody up, but a guy with his little dancer, he likes to have fun, and he has a lot of fun playing the game. And
I mean, you can see how upset and passionate he was just by getting carted off the field.
That whole scene, Bill, of him getting carted off and kind of
emotional.
Like, you know, I'm not a Giants fan. I don't have anything against the Giants. I hate the Jets, but I have nothing against the Giants.
Right.
Just sitting there in my living room, kind of relaxing, watching the game, eating some dinner, I felt sick to my stomach, and I didn't want to even take another bite of my meal because I just felt so bad.
I was at the cigar bar, and we were all hanging out watching the game, you know, really big, kind of like a very masculine room. Everyone's smoking cigars. Everyone's watching TV, big leather couches. Everyone's, you know, drinking whiskey or whatever. And the entire room just went silent. Like, it was eerie how everyone just was not speechless, and the mood just really took a turn for the worse after that play, not just because, you know, the game was terrible, But just because seeing that injury and seeing him crying and getting carted off the field, it was just, I don't know, very depressing. It was depressing. Regardless, from a fantasy angle, Anthony, what do you think this does for Odell Beckham Jr.'s value going forward?
This has to increase his value, obviously. I mean, he's the kind of guy they brought in there to balance out with Victor Cruz on the opposite side. But now that Victor Cruz is gone, he's going to take over that slot role from him. He's the same kind of guy, possession receiver. He can go across the middle. He can beat guys deep. He's got speed to do that. So Odell Beckham, he came back at a great time, got a couple games under his belt, got a little bit acclimated with the offense since he really didn't get to do much this preseason and the beginning of this year.
Yep.
So he's going to jump in there, and I think, you know, after another week or two, maybe not right away, but after the next game or two, Odell Beckham is going to be a big, big pickup for people this weekend, and I think he's going to be the go-to guy for the Giants offense once he gets more acclimated.
So Moreno, Ridley, and Cruz were the three players out with season-ending injuries. Couple of guys that are injured but not gone for the season. Darren Sproles in that same game with Victor Cruz. Luckily, the Eagles have a bye week in week 7, but he did sprain his MCL. And then Eddie Royal, the San Diego Chargers, has a rib injury. He's questionable for week 7. We're keeping an eye on, of course, Calvin Johnson with his ankle, Reggie Bush with his ankle, and then A.J. Green with his toe. And that kind of just is a general overview of the injuries that we're either looking for, you know, keeping an eye on for week 7, or we know these guys aren't playing again, which is the case for Moreno, Ridley, or Cruz. I just want to give a quick shout-out to the idiot of the week, Cowboys running back Joseph Randall, who makes $450,000 a year, was caught stealing cologne and underwear at a Dallas outlet store or something. Just when I thought Randall was starting to get in on some action, talented running back out of Oklahoma State a couple years ago, I think more talented than Lance Dunbar. I believe he had over 40 yards against the Seahawks in week 6 in a very shocking victory. The guy goes out and tries to steal some cologne and underwear? Like, he didn't have a – like, I never understand – I don't want to understand stupid people. I don't understand people that make dumb decisions when they have other options.
Yeah.
Like players that get DUIs, it drives me crazy. You have enough money to have a professional driver with you 24 hours a day. You're caught, like this situation, you're caught shoplifting? What are you doing for cologne? How much could the cologne possibly be? The most expensive cologne I know is $500 a bottle, and it's like a gallon. You're not stealing a gallon. You're not walking out of a store with a gallon of cologne. It's like it's not Neiman Marcus. It's like $500. It's not like a gallon, but it's a lot of cologne. It's like bigger than like a coffee mug,
or
a Dunkin' Donuts cup.
How great would that have been if you just see a video of Joseph Randall walking out with like a big gallon thing under his sweatshirt, just trying to steal it out of somewhere?
Like, what is he? Does he have like the worst BO on earth that he needs that much cologne to steal it? Yeah, five attempts for 52 yards. So just when he has a good game, I mean, what an idiot, man.
Right, making $500,000 and you can't afford some CK1 and a 3-pack of Fruit of the Loom.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. And
ridiculous.
It's just maddening to me. Drives me crazy. I don't understand stuff like that. So yes, Joseph Randall is my idiot of the week. Have you ever been caught stealing anything?
I have not. No, I don't steal anything. I mean, I don't make that much money, but I make enough money to pay for what I want to get.
I've
been caught stealing too. Once, a pack of basketball cards.
Once for me too.
That's old school.
I was in fifth grade, I think. The thing went off, and I just dropped them and I ran.
I should lie. It's been more than once. I've stolen plenty of girls' hearts, so I guess that counts.
Whoa!
Yeah,
how about it?
Right.
What did you steal, Kev?
It was, I think, shot glasses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was in college.
Young? Oh, college. College?
Yeah. Huh. Dazed and confused.
I was in fifth grade.
Yeah. Might have been something else influencing my decision making at that point, Bill. So
it was less stealing and more just like borrowing.
It was, yes, borrowing.
The intention of
borrowing.
Returning.
There you go.
That's okay.
There you go. I like it.
I think.
But now we've got Bill. We've got good women that have made honest men of us now. You know what I mean? Both of us. Bill just had a mini heart attack right there.
If I was ever caught stealing now, I don't know what she would do to me.
No, I don't even want to go down that road.
No.
It would be ugly. I don't know if you'd be able to do the show next week.
Probably not.
Probably not. You'd probably still be in the hospital.
Yeah.
Be no good.
What else did I consider stealing as a kid? I'm trying to think. It was just those basketball cards.
You were told not to eat something or not to eat a lot, and you went up and you kind of stole one anyway, or trying to think of what else.
Those candy bins.
Yeah.
That you just kind of
or like your mom, your mom's hidden stash of like cookies or whatever. Or
like in the supermarket when, you know, like they have the donuts and you just eat one while you're walking around and then never tell them.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
Does that count?
That counts.
Oh, I just forgot.
You could do that too.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to it.
It was here.
What seems to be the officer problem.
All right. Poor Nick in Boston has been waiting on the line long enough. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. I actually just opened the call screener. I noticed that we had a call waiting for us. So, Nick in Boston, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going great, man. What do you got for us today?
Well, I got a couple of waiver issues here that I'm hoping you guys could help me out with. So one of the teams that I have Drew Brees is coming off a bye, and my wide receivers are Keenan Allen, DeAndre Hopkins, and normally Vincent Jackson, but he's on a bye this week. And I don't really have much wide receiver depth here. I have Mike Evans, who's also on a bye, and Stevie Johnson. And I'm thinking of dropping Stevie Johnson and picking up Anquan Boldin. And if that doesn't work out, dropping Ben Roethlisberger, because I'm going with Brees the rest of the season, and picking up LaFell. What do you guys think of those two moves?
Good questions here. I do like Anquan Boldin a lot better than Stevie Johnson. You agree with me there, right?
Anquan Boldin, definitely. Especially, he gets a lot more targets. He gets a lot more catches. Stevie Johnson seems to be getting the end zone more the last couple of weeks. But overall, I mean, Anquan Boldin is the pick off the 49ers.
Yeah, and I don't think you need Big Ben when you have Drew Brees the rest of the way. Brees already had his bye week.
Yeah, keep him in the rest of the season. There's no reason to take him out of there, no matter what. He's a stud. Start him every week, unless he gets hurt. But if he does, then you're gonna have Ben Roethlisberger and probably a bunch of other guys in your league on the waiver wire that you can pick up. So there's no reason to panic at that point either.
Sound good, Nick?
Yeah, I think that sounds good. Hopefully, you know, I mean, my wide receiver position has been my weakest one all season. But you know, if I could get either LaFell, who seems to be, you know, developing a strong relationship with Brady now, or Boldin, That'll hopefully help until Vincent Jackson comes back next week. So, yeah, thanks, guys.
No problem, buddy. Best of luck to you. I think that's a good move to be kind of active on the waiver wire when you know you need a certain position, like Nick's case was a wide receiver. At least he knows that he should be targeting, you know, one or two wide receivers this week and hope for the best. Maybe you get lucky with LaFell the rest of the way. We are going to have our full waiver wire report for week 7 when we get back. You don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. Three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
I say 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the whole entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the whole entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Free agents, pickups, or waiver wire claims.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
The names may be different in your league, but the players are the same. The Fantasy Football Champs are here with the roster moves you should make this week.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs waiver wire report for week 7. We mentioned it in the first segment, there's a lot of injuries this week. So if you have to worry about the bye weeks, Eagles and the Bucks are on a bye, you have some injuries to worry about and you want to need to replace some of those banged up guys in your lineups, give us a call at 855-728-7500. You can also email us your questions, webradio@patriots.com. Anthony, I do want to get right into this waiver wire report because for the most part, quarterbacks, Nick Foles is on a bye this week. Mike Glennon is on a bye this week. There aren't really any injured quarterbacks that people would be looking for waiver wire replacements. You agree with that?
Yeah, other than maybe Nick Foles, if you don't have a backup on your team right now, there's really no... If you're starting Mike Glennon, you know, I don't know why, but like you said, not a lot of major injuries in the quarterback world, which is great, so shouldn't be too many people out there that need to grab a quarterback, but if you got Nick Foles and nobody else, we got a couple good names for you.
Carson Palmer of the Cardinals looked really good after missing, I guess, really the last 4 weeks, even though the team had a bye smack in the middle there. But he hasn't played since week one because of that nerve damage in his shoulder. And he was back in action week 6, looked good. Got Michael Floyd, got Larry Fitz into the end zone, and that's what we really like to see from Carson Palmer. Derek Carr of the Oakland Raiders had a really good game, 4 touchdowns for the Raiders, probably one of the most he'll score all year. But nonetheless, if you're in a deep league, Derek Carr is looking pretty good, which is a good sign coming out of a bye, new head coach. That's a step in the right direction.
Definitely. I like Derek Carr. He looked really nice. And the Raiders said, look, this is our guy, and I love when a team is committed to someone, even as a rookie, that he needs to get in there, he needs to learn, he needs to take his licks and find out how to do things in the NFL world, and that's what he's going to do right now. So Derek Carr is a nice pickup for a little stash on your bench to see what comes of him.
Ryan Tannehill, the Miami Dolphins, was 20 of 31 against the Green Bay Packers last week. Hit 244 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. He's not a bad option. Brian Hoyer, Cleveland Browns. To me, the Browns are very heavily, they rely heavily on the run. So Brian Hoyer, the weapons aren't there yet. It was good that he got Jordan Cameron into the end zone. We like to see that. But I think it's going to take a little bit more development with either Andrew Hawkins or Travis Benjamin. One of those guys to really step up, unless, of course, you know, until Josh Gordon gets back.
Yeah, of course. But good news, if you are interested in Brian Hoyer, of his 11 games left, 9 of those teams are giving up 20 or more points a week to fantasy quarterbacks. So
there you go.
Well, you know, something fun. You got the Jaguars, the Raiders, and Tampa Bay for his next 3 games. So if you got a little rough stretch potentially coming with maybe someone, you know, on a bye or potentially an injury if something does happen, just someone to keep in mind.
You know what? I have Nick Foles in one league. I'm going to use Brian Hoyer this week.
Jacksonville.
Screw it.
Anybody
Screw
who plays
it.
Jacksonville is, you know, I got to I put someone on my start sit list every single week that's playing against Jacksonville just because someone is bound to go off against them. So,
yeah.
You know, Brian Hoyer could be that guy this week. I like him.
All right, now running backs. You had Moreno. You had Ridley. Maybe you have a guy like Doug Martin, LeSean McCoy, Darren Sproles, not in action anymore this week because of a bye or they're injured. So running backs, you want to listen up. Started off with Ronnie Hillman of the Denver Broncos. The guy got 24 carries against the New York Jets. He picked up 100 yards. Now, this is the second week in a row we saw a running back go up against the Jets, have over 100 yards rushing. Typically and traditionally, the Jets have been very good against the run this year. Last 2 weeks, though, not the case. Ronnie Hillman, big factor in that Broncos offense. It wasn't C.J. Anderson. It wasn't Juwan Thompson. It was my man Hillman, and he has to be one of the best. We said him last year. Oh, excuse me. Said him last week. But again, if you didn't want to listen to us last week, you got to listen to us this week. He should be the number one waiver wire pickup.
Yeah, agreed. He got the touches. This is a week where we weren't sure what the Broncos' plan was coming out with Monte Ball going down. Ronnie Hillman, we figured would be the number one guy, but we weren't sure if C.J. Anderson and Juwan Thompson would receive some touches. Juwan Thompson got himself a couple touches, 8, I believe, but Ronnie Hillman obviously was the man. They wanted to feed him the ball, so let's see if he can keep it going this weekend against the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday night.
Another tough run defense there, though.
Very tough, so it's going to be another game. If he gets another 24 carries, he can hit that 100-yard mark, maybe sneak into the end zone for you. I'm not a huge fan of Ronnie Hillman this week to play, per se.
Yeah,
but
me
again,
either.
As far as waiver
but
wire
good to
goes,
have.
Yeah, definitely. He's got to be one of the first guys off the waiver if he's still sitting there.
Brandon Oliver really would be my number one pickup, but for the most part, I think he's gone now.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in any leagues I'm in anymore
for the
past 2 weeks. Even 3 weeks ago, he was getting picked up, so
yeah,
he's gone pretty much everywhere.
Antoine Smith, how about this kid, man, from the Falcons? I mean, he scores a 40-yard or longer touchdown every single week. It's incredible that the Falcons are only giving him the ball 5 or 6 times a game because this kid is explosive, and he's dangerous in the open field, and it seems like every time I turn on the Falcons or every time I watch one of the Falcons highlights, it's not Julio Jones, it's not Roddy White, it's certainly not Steven Jackson, it's Antoine Smith.
Yeah, there's no reason Antoine Smith should not be starting for the Falcons in their backfield right now. Like you said, every time he touches the ball, he makes something happen. He has 13 touches this year, averaging 15 yards per touch, and he's scored 5 touchdowns. That's a touchdown almost every 4 touches, so this guy, I love Antoine Smith, and I think he's going to be the starter come the next few weeks. If he's not, I will be shocked. He has to be. With that production, with how explosive he is, he has to be the starter in that backfield with no clear-cut favorite.
Moving over to the Minnesota Vikings backfield situation, Jerick McKinnon was finally given, he was finally unleashed by that Vikings coaching staff. 11 carries, 6 catches. Well outperformed, outplayed Matt Asiata, which we kind of saw, you know, the writing was on the wall with that one because Asiata is more of just kind of a goal line back, more of a fullback type, to be honest with you, whereas McKinnon is a lot more explosive. He has the versatility. He has the agility to make guys miss in the open field. Asiata is a guy that just kind of makes, you know, runs people over. So Jerick McKinnon's a guy you should be picking up. Storm Johnson of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I got into a little bit of not necessarily an argument with one of my FF Champs members, but I just had to remind him that we don't get hyped up on players just because they have a cool name. Like, yeah, Storm's a really cool name, but I'm not going to put him inside my top 20 just because his name is cool and he plays for – you have to keep in mind that he plays for the Jaguars, all right? And I'm watching the game – actually, no, at the time that he scored, I think I was on my way to the bar, and I heard on the radio, the SiriusXM Fantasy Channel, they're like, oh, Storm Johnson just got in. I was like, oh, great. Like, this dope is going to think that, you know, he outsmarted me. And then the rest of the game, he had 20 yards. So take away that touchdown, and he got you 2 fantasy points. That being said, with Toby Gerhart out, I don't know what the Jaguars are thinking. They should give him the rock a little bit more. But the plan was to only give him 10 carries, and that's what they did this week. So if you're in a deep, deep league, Storm Johnson's a guy you might want to consider.
Yeah, like you said, not a guy really to go nuts over. He to get in the end zone. Other than that, didn't do anything. 2 yards a carry. They're going to have him on a pitch count, pretty much, it looks like. So, you know, we'll see what we get out of him, but nothing to get excited about, I don't think.
Some other running backs to consider. Theo Reddick, as long as Reggie Bush is out. Now, Reddick did have a little bit of an injury, but I still like him as long as Reggie Bush is out. Otherwise, he's really just that third man in that backfield for the Detroit Lions. Mentioned Juwan Thompson for the Broncos. Benny Cunningham of the St. Louis Rams found the end zone against the 49ers, but it was actually rookie Trey Mason who led the Rams in rushing yards in week six on Monday night against the Niners, which I think he looked the best out of all three of those backs, Zach Stacy, Benny Cunningham, and Trey Mason. I think Mason looked the best.
Yeah, he's got some fresh legs, bringing some youth and a little bit of an attitude to that backfield, which I like to see. Like I said, Zach Stacy was a guy I was not a fan of this week. Horrible track record against San Francisco. You know, he did exactly what I thought, a whole lot of nothing. So look for Trey Mason to get a lot more involved because Zach Stacy hasn't been doing anything all year, not just against bad defense or good defenses. Any defense he comes up against, he's not doing anything. So they're going to get Trey Mason more involved now that they saw what he could do.
We mentioned earlier in the show with the Patriots situation, Stephen Ridley goes down for the year. We're expecting Brandon Bolden to get an increase in carries alongside Shane Vereen, but also keep an eye on the rookie James White. Where was he at? Was he at Wisconsin or Nebraska?
I'm going to say Nebraska.
Yeah, I want to say I forget.
Yeah, there's something white and red, so.
Yeah, that's why I get confused, because I never know if it's an N on their helmet or a W. I just know they're...
If there wasn't a letter on their helmet, we would never know if they played each other. That would be the most confusing game of all time. It would be the Where's Waldo of NCAA football.
Wisconsin. He was from Wisconsin. Wisconsin. Running back factory, Wisconsin is.
They are, yeah. Monty Ball coming out of there as well.
So, yes, keep an eye on James White. Daniel Thomas with the Dolphins. I'm only saying that because... Because no Sean Marino's out for the year, and I don't think Lamar Miller can carry the full workload, but I think that they will try to get him the full workload in that Miami backfield.
Yeah, they're going to do their best to do it, but, you know, same thing. Daniel Thomas came back this year. They re-signed him during the season. He's someone that's at least familiar with the team, so he can come in and fill in if need be. He knows a lot about the Dolphins, so he'll get some touches, yeah, some catches out of the backfield, but, you know, again, nothing significant. Lamar Miller's the guy you want. Daniel Thomas, keep an eye on him in case, but no one to really scramble and pick up right now.
Let's move over to wide receivers. And to me, there's really three of them that you should focus on this week. Maybe you have Jeremy Maclin, Vincent Jackson. You just lost Victor Cruz. With Maclin and Jackson not playing this week on a bye, you might be looking for some wide receiver help. I think the main three guys are Brandon LaFell of the Patriots. All right, he had 97 yards, 2 touchdowns against the Buffalo Bills. Andre Holmes of the Oakland Raiders. I know it's crazy to think Andre Holmes can be a legit every week consistent player, but there's a good chance that he does become the number one receiver for the Oakland Raiders. Him and Derek Carr, seem to have a lot of chemistry there. And then Odell Beckham Jr. of the Giants filling in for Victor Cruz. I think those are the three main wide receiver targets heading into week 7.
I totally agree. Odell Beckham would be the top of my list just because that team is scoring a lot of points. The Patriots are starting to turn it around too, but again, they're always spreading the ball around. There's no clear-cut top guy outside of Julian Edelman in the wide receiving corps. So, Brandon LaFell had a good game. I wouldn't bank on that happening very frequently, but you never know. I mean, he had the potential in Carolina, and when he signed with New England, I was excited to see what he could do. And, you know, this past week, this is what he can do. So I like to see him keep it going. But Odell Beckham's the first guy I'm picking up off the waiver wire as far as wide receivers go.
Some other wide receivers you may want to consider. Robert Woods of the Buffalo Bills. We really, you know, Sammy Watkins locked down by Darrell Revis, which we all expected. Robert Woods had a pretty good day. 7 passes for 78 yards and a touchdown for the second-year receiver out of USC. Jarvis Landry, we spoke of Odell Beckham. Jarvis Landry was his teammate at LSU for the Miami Dolphins. Seems like he's passing up Brian Hartline on that depth chart. A little bit more talented, a little bit more flashy. I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing or if we start calling out Jarvis Landry a couple more times on this show going forward.
Yeah, you know, wide receivers coming into the NFL, it take a little while to get acclimated. Obviously, you got the freaks like Megatron and Sammy Watkins, guys who are just built to do this. But someone like Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham, these are guys that are going to come in, learn the system, and as they get a little more comfortable, they're going to get a little bit better. And, you know, Jarvis Landry, guy I like coming into the NFL this year, and he's starting to turn it on. I like to see that, so definitely keep your eye on him.
Preston Parker of the New York Giants will likely move into the number three role. Victor Cruz is gone. Odell Beckham moves to two. Preston Parker moves to three, so he's someone to keep an eye on as well. Parker was also the wide receiver who was playing the number three role while Beckham Jr. was on the sidelines.
Yeah, Preston Parker is someone that Eli Manning is already familiar with. Like you said, he has been playing the entire season virtually, and he's going to keep playing. So just a little more chemistry they're going to develop. Same thing, knowing you're going to go out and grab right away, but, you know, keep your eye on him. If the Giants keep putting up points and that passing game keeps going the way it is outside of Sunday night, he's going to be a guy to keep your eye on, especially in a PPR-type league.
Moving over to the tight end position, how about Clay Harbor for the Jacksonville Jaguars? This guy, we said him a couple of weeks ago, remember? Yeah, and we were kind of like laughing about it, but to tell you the truth, he's been pretty consistent for the Jags. 91 yards and a touchdown off of just three catches this past Sunday. I like Clay Harbor if you're in a PPR league. I like him a little bit less if you're in like a heavy yardage league, because I think he'll get five catches a game. I don't know if he's going to get the 90 yards every week, though.
Yeah, he's more of a possession guy, too. The safety valve for Blake Bortles to throw the ball to. But, you know, I had a couple big catches this past week. Like you said, touchdown. He had a long, like, it was a 50-yard catch in the beginning of the game. So, Clay Harbor, especially if you're in your PPR league, this guy's going to get a lot of balls thrown to him. So, you know, you can't score points unless you get the balls thrown your way. He's going to get them.
Finally, we knew Jermaine Gresham would see more targets with Tyler Eifert going down. That was still a couple weeks ago. Gresham, if you remember back to that game against the Patriots 2 weeks ago, he had a lot of drops. This week, though, against the Panthers, he finally came to life. Seven targets, 68 yards. He caught six of those seven targets. So that was good. If you're in a PPR league, Gresham, not a bad option. I'm trying to think. If you had Zach Ertz on a bye this week, if you had, I guess you're not using the Buccaneers tight end, but maybe you've been playing the waiver wire every week for your tight end spot. Jermaine Gresham's not a bad guy to look at. I also like Tim Wright of the Patriots. Found the end zone back-to-back weeks. Even though he only had one target, one catch, he had one touchdown, and that's good enough for six points, 7 points if you're in a PPR league. But remember, the Jets just gave up two touchdowns to Julius Thomas, and if you heard his mic'd-up session, he just said, you know, this is too effing easy, which I agree. The Jets cannot cover tight ends this year. They can't cover wide receivers. So you might want to look for Tim Wright plug and play this week. Just keep in mind he's playing on Thursday night.
Yeah, you know, speaking of Julius Thomas, everybody gives up two touchdowns to him. So don't worry about it, New York. It's okay. Hey, you're not the only ones out there.
And then speaking of the Jets, Jace Amaro, their rookie second-round pick, was 10 of 12. How about this? 10 catches off 12 targets, hit 68 yards and a touchdown. But that's some serious target numbers there. 12 targets?
Yeah, I mean, this is the guy they brought in to play tight end that could be an offensive threat. And, you know, he stepped up this week, like 10 catches. I mean, that's an extremely high number for anybody. But for a rookie tight end, that's just great to see. So, you know, keep your eye on him. Same thing. He's there to be part of the offense, and they're going to work him in throughout the year. So he's starting to get there.
And then if you're looking for some flyers the tight end position, don't totally ignore Scott Chandler of the Buffalo Bills. He had a pretty good game against the Pats this past weekend. But to me, Chandler's always a guy that he looks good some weeks and then just totally disappears from the game plan entirely other weeks.
Yeah, he's that type of guy who 1 week will have, you know, 8 catches on 10 targets and get you 95 yards and a touchdown, and the next week he just doesn't show up at all, so he's very inconsistent. If you get him on the week he's playing well, he's going to give you, you know, double-digit points almost guaranteed, but if you catch him on one of those bad weeks, you might not get any points out of him.
All right, so that was our waiver wire report for Week 7. You can check out the full article on ffchamps.com. I do want to jump into some phone calls, take some emails. webradio@patriots.com is the email. 855-728-7500. Is the phone number. I thought we just had someone on the phone. I think it was Todd in Jacksonville. Todd in Jacksonville. Are you there? Hello, Todd.
How you doing? So, yeah, had a bad weekend, lost last, what, second it was in the pick six of the 49ers game?
See, that's just brutal, man. Like, that's just terrible. What, he had the 49ers defense?
He had the 49ers defense. Oh. Yeah, I ended up losing by, like, three.
That's brutal.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways, I went out. I have running backs. I have Le'Veon Bell, Monty Ball, Sproles, Doik, and Andre Williams.
Okay.
So, and my wide receivers, I guess, some good depth with DT, Cobb, Tate, Quick, and Cooks.
Yep.
So I went out and I traded a guy, Golden Tate, for Ahmad Bradshaw. Think that'd be all? That's all right? Or, I mean, what do you think of that?
Yeah, that's not a bad trade.
Okay. So then my question is, for waiver wires, Monty Ball really has sucked, and yep. He's out another month. Would you even consider possibly dropping him at this point? I don't even know if he gets a starting job back from Hillman.
Who are you picking up? Who are you? Who would you look to pick up?
Oh, Jerick McKinnon is out there. I mean, there's not too much out there, but, you know, Brandon Bolden, Isaiah Crowell.
I'd pick up Crowell.
You hang on to him?
I'd pick up Crowell.
Pick up Crowell?
Yeah.
And what about Andre Williams? Do you think he's going to be viable much longer?
Yeah, the Giants have a really good schedule, especially for running backs. I don't know. If you're again, who are you dropping?
I was thinking of dropping Andre Williams for, like, Anton Smith is out there too.
So you want to drop Monte Ball and Andre Williams for Anton Smith and Isaiah Crowell?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I'm not too sure about it because Odell Beckham is out there as well. I was thinking I could possibly pick him.
What are you in a six-team league?
It's a 10-team.
I'm just playing with you. Jesus, you got a lot of guys out there. It all depends. How many wide receivers do you currently have on your team?
With moving Tate, I now have four, but I also have Josh Gordon in my reserve spot, so he'll be coming back for me
at the end of the year. How many quarterbacks do you have?
Rivers and Romo.
And defenses?
I just have one.
How many tight ends?
Just one, Gronk.
Kicker?
Just one.
All right. The point is, I always look to cut maybe a backup quarterback, backup defense, backup tight end, before you make any of these roster moves. Now, you say you only have four wide receivers because you just lost Golden Tate. I'm not moving one of those running backs just to get Odell Beckham Jr. It sounds like your receivers are fine. It sounds like you have enough depth there. Otherwise, you wouldn't have just given away Golden Tate. You have Ahmad Bradshaw. You have Le'Veon Bell. I'm not going crazy just to get Anton Smith or just to get Isaiah Crowell. I think if you drop Andre Williams, that's fine. But remember, Monte Ball is on the best offense in the league, and every year that I've been watching Peyton Manning in – late November and early December, the Broncos transition from a pass-heavy team to a pass-often team. And they run as much as they pass. It's pretty even. So I'm keeping Monte Ball, man. I'm not dropping him for Anton Smith. We like him if you're desperate. If you just lost Stephen Ridley, if you just lost Noshon Moreno, but not if you have a guy like Monte Ball on your team.
Okay. And since you all are just one show this week, can I do a quick start set?
Yeah, sure. What do you got?
Okay, so going to have start Le'Veon Bell, obviously, and probably Ahmad Bradshaw or Joyce Bell in RB2.
Well, Bradshaw's my number 13 running back. That may change with, again, this is why it's tough always to do start set on a Tuesday.
Right.
If Reggie Bush doesn't play, then Joyce Bell's probably going to move up a whole lot.
Okay.
If Bush is playing, then he's probably going to stay around 17, and Ahmad Bradshaw's 13. You don't have a flex spot you can't use?
Yeah, I got a flex, but flex, I was wondering if I should go with the other receiver I mentioned, Quick, or one of those running backs.
Anthony, what do you think about Brian Quick? He was a big-time disappointment on Monday night.
The whole St. Louis Rams were a disappointment. I got out to that hot start up 14-0. I really thought they were going to stick it to San Francisco and, you know, a whole lot of nothing, but I can't give up on Brian Quick yet, especially if you're in a PPR league. You know, he's still going to get a lot of balls tossed to him. He's the number one receiving option on that team, so someone's got to catch the passes. But if you have someone like Joik Bell and Reggie Bush doesn't play this week, you got to play Joik over Brian Quick in that flex position.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks, Bob.
You got it.
Good luck, Todd.
Very interesting situation. When people looked at a waiver wire, just because we're suggesting to pick people up, doesn't mean you go out and pick them up for guys that, you know, have a legit shot of being a top 25 player at their position. We really like Antone Smith. We think he's a true playmaker. We think he is scoring, you know, what did you say, Ian? Once every four touches he gets the ball?
Yeah, virtually once every four touches. He's right. Picking up 15 yards every time he touches the ball.
But he only has 13 carries this year. So yes. We don't go crazy over guys that are getting 13 carries instead of guys, you know, in six games compared to guys that are getting 13 carries a game.
Yeah,
you just have to be careful. Always, you know, you're looking at a guy like Antone Smith if you just lost Stephen Ridley and you have Rashad Jennings and you have Reggie Bush and you're really desperate. There are teams out there that have their first three running backs no longer playing or on a bye this week. Those are the people that should be considering, you know, going after some of these players on the waiver wire. Not if you have Ahmad Bradshaw, Andre Ellington, Arian Foster, and Trent Richardson. Or I guess you're not going to have Trent and Ahmad Bradshaw. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, just know your roster before you go out and make crazy moves.
Yeah, you can't give up on Monte Ball, a first-round pick for Antone Smith. Yeah, we love him. We think he's going to do good the rest of the year. Like you said, if you're in a position where someone got hurt, you got an extra bench spot, you can stash him on if you got a deep bench, definitely pick him up. But you're not dropping someone like, Monte Ball or even Andre Williams right now, who's going to be starting for the next at least week or two until Rashad Jennings comes back. And even when Rashad's playing, Andre Williams is still getting touches, and they have, the easiest strength of schedule for running backs this year. So you can't give up on guys like that just to take a chance that this guy is going to continue. He's not going to score a touch in every game. He's doing it now. It's not going to keep up for the entire season.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're going to Rick in Houston, who's in a 12-team league. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how's it going today?
Going good, man. What do you got for us?
I need to find a replacement for Zach Ertz this week.
Okay.
I only got one tight end. So I'm thinking about just dropping Ertz and either picking up Harbor, Gresham, Amaro, Ebron, or Chandler. They're all available on the waiver wire.
See, Anthony, I was in this position last week where I knew Zach Ertz was going to be on a bye. So I remember, I think I told this story on the air. I was a little proactive. I went out last week. I didn't wait for Jordan Reed to come back and have that big 90-yard game that he had. I went out and picked him up last week, even without knowing if he was going to play or not. So if you wait until your player's on a bye, sometimes it's just better to be a little bit proactive. The manager of my league that dropped Jordan Reed after 1 week was very impatient. Needless to say, how are we going to help Rick here? Who do you like? Clay Harbor, Scott Chandler. Who are some of the other guys? Jermaine Gresham, I believe you mentioned.
Is it a PPR league?
Hold on, I got to bring him back up because I put him on hold since we were having a little bit of problems with the phones there. Let me see. Let me see if I can do this. And now my mouse isn't working, so that's good,
yeah,
too.
If you're in a...
Rick, is it a PPR league?
No, it's standard.
Standard league.
It's a standard league. You know, I'm still leaning towards Clay Harbor just because I like the looks he's getting. I like that Blake Bortles is trying to find him down the field, you know, shallow routes. He's getting passes thrown all over the place. He's going to get looked for in the red zone. So I'm looking at Clay Harbor out of the names that you just mentioned to me for this week. Jermaine Gresham, I like. He's just way too inconsistent. I can't trust something like that. At least Clay Harbor is consistently putting up points this year, yeah, as of now. So
yes.
I'm sticking with Clay Harbor. But, Clay Harbor, that's it.
There you go.
And do you think I should drop Ertz and pick him up, Harbor, or should I drop another a wide receiver and keep Ertz on my
bench? Name the player.
I'm thinking maybe Allen Robinson from Jacksonville.
Drop Allen Robinson. Don't drop Ertz, because we'd rather you have Ertz than Clay Harbor going forward, just not this week.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking also. All right, thanks, guys.
You got it, Rick. Best of luck to you. So we go from Rick, who's in a 12-team league, to Sean in New York, who's in an 8-team league. Hello, Sean.
Hey, what's going on? In the 8-man league, I currently have a trade offer. I have Brandon Tate as my running back, and someone's offering me Jordy Nelson and Dwayne Allen for him. I don't know if I should do it or not. Because Ben Chaseburn looking pretty good, but Alex Mack, he just got injured. So now I'm like...
Someone's offering you Jordy Nelson for Ben Tate?
Yes.
Yes, you click accept as soon as you can. I don't even care if you're
on. Are you sure? It's like he put up 19 points just now. Like.
Listen, did you call in to ask a question, or did you call in to question our answer?
Hey, you're the guru. You're the guru.
All right, so then there you go ahead. Pick up Jordy Nelson as soon as you can press click on accept. That's as fast as you should be doing that trade. Ben Tate is a guy that has never... Ben Tate is a guy that has never stayed healthy throughout his entire career.
I don't know. You're going to ask him because he didn't finish the game. Ice up, son. Ice up.
Ben Tate is consistently icing up every week. I mean, this guy played in one game in week one. He got hurt. And then he comes back the last two games. He looks good. But Alex Mack, the center for the Cleveland Browns, is injured.
He's dead.
We'll see what Brian Hoyer can do. Maybe he starts passing the ball a little bit more. I like the way Isaiah Crowell looked. But Jordy Nelson is a top two receiver in the league. I mean, come on.
Bill, you killed that guy. I loved it.
What was going on with that question?
I just got up and spiked my stapler when you said that.
Jordy Nelson?
I was like, get some!
Is that for real?
Oh my God.
I was like, sit down, son.
And he said he was getting someone else. I think Dwayne Allen.
Dwayne Allen, yeah.
First of all, if you're in an 18 league.
Poppycock is what it is.
If you're in an 18 league, I'm sorry. You can't find two more friends to make it 10 teams. Yeah. I mean, I don't like to look down on anybody, but if you're in an 18 league, I kind of give you a little bit of a slant eye.
We're looking down on people in 18 leagues.
I do just a little bit. You can't find two more people?
Hey, boss, you're a loser.
Call me up. I'll be in your league. Find another. Then you only have to find one more person. You don't have nine friends to get together to play fantasy football? I mean, come on. 18 leagues.
The name of my work league, and I kid you not, it's got 12 people and 12 teams in it. The name of my work league is my two friends league.
What?
It's funny. I don't know. The kid that made it is just funny.
My two friends league.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
What is that?
Because I think he wanted to start a league like with his buddies, and nobody wanted to do it, so he ended up starting one with all his coworkers instead.
Oh, I get it.
So now he's got 12 friends or 11 friends. So it was just kind of funny that you mentioned that, and it's like I looked up at my fantasy team just now on the computer, and it's like, oh, my two friends league.
You know what the problem with 18 leagues is? Someone will call up. And they'll say, I have Aaron Rodgers, Arian Foster, Jamal Charles, Le'Veon Bell, Gio Bernard, Dez Bryant, Alshon Jeffrey, Randall Cobb, and Emmanuel Sanders. Who should I start this week? It's like everyone has four players in the top, 20 for each position. You can't make it. That's not – I mean, is that fun?
It's even worse than playing in a 14 or 16 team league because at least at that point you got a couple studs on every single team and then you're piecing in from there. But if you're in an 18, everyone's got studs at every single position, and half the time the worst decision is who you're going to play because everybody's a stud. It's 10 times worse, I think. So I'm not a fan, at least 10, but I try to stay away from anything that's less than 12.
Now, it sounded like Sean was a first-time caller, so it's, I'm not trying to detract or, dissuade him from calling in again. But, if you're going to ask me if you should trade Ben Tate for Jordy Nelson, I'm going to say yes. Don't then go and say, are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. This is what I do. Am I right, or am I overreacting?
No, you're 100%. You're getting a top five player in fantasy football right now for a guy who, granted, Ben Tate is looking good. He's got a couple nice games coming up on his schedule. But if you can sell as high as you're going to for Jordy Nelson and Dwayne Allen, a starting tight end and a number one wide receiver, you do that in a second.
Here's Bill right here.
What?
Don't talk to me, all right?
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Knock it off. Who was that? Was that a...
Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf, yes. Ryan Leaf. He was sitting down, and then what a miserable person that was. I don't sound like that. I'm not that bad, am I?
No, bad? You weren't that bad to him, but you did undress him a little bit. It got me fired up. I was ready. I rolled my sleeves up, Spike. I was ready to throw down. I was ready to go. I didn't even know who I wanted to fight.
Maybe what we'll do, we're going to take a quick break. I'll cool off. And then we'll jump into some emails.
We got to worry about Bill like tombstoning one of our callers.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get as heated with the emails because I think it's just Anthony reading them to me instead of hearing like someone else trying to tell me. It's just
I'll get feisty with you.
Who you?
You feel better?
You're trying to tell me? That's what you sounded like. Who are you to tell me?
Sometimes that accent comes out. I forget I'm on the radio and just that Jersey.
He's like a wise guy.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. It's tough. Listen, you listen to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com radio. More Week 7 strategy coming up next. We got to hit a break. More after this.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, And before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
Go. Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. We do not sugarcoat anything on this show. Tell it like it is. It's not going to help you by holding your hand and babying you. We're not going to help you win a championship that way. Tough love here on the Fantasy Football Champs. That's how you win. Think Bill Belichick is telling Tom Brady, everything's going to be okay, Tom. You'll be better in a couple weeks. No. Tough love. We're on to the next one. Justin in Boston. What's that?
So we're on to the Jets.
So you're not going to rub Vaseline on my hiney and tell me it's special
Absolutely
and different from all the rest?
Not.
No?
Okay. No powder, no baby powder, no nothing. Tough love. I'll build you up when you're doing well, and I'll compliment you, but when you're doing dumb things, you're going to hear it. So let's hope we didn't scare off Justin in Boston here. Hey, Justin, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Always very happy to hear from you, Justin.
What's up, man?
Oh, yes, you too. I picked up Oliver last week, and you guys recommended him. And I started him, and pretty good stuff. No complaints here.
Good. Good to hear.
And I have a couple questions this week for this week's little waiver rush. I'm in need of a tight end. My main tight end, I only rushed the one. I don't really see a point of carrying two. It's already like minor league mates.
I agree with you.
I just have Ertz, and he has a bye this week. I'm only looking at a couple. Jordan Reed is the main guy I'm looking at. But
no question. Charles, you can stop right there. You're going to name Julius Thomas or Rob Gronkowski, you can stop right there with Jordan Reed.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah, he looks like the best bet for a tight end. And my next one, would you for these two guys, would you drop, Marcus Wheaton? Because I've been kind of disappointed with him recently.
Yeah, you know what? I helped my brother. This is his first year playing fantasy football. He was out of the country the last couple of years. This is his first year, and I helped him with his team. I helped him with his waiver wire picks, and I was looking over his roster, and I couldn't believe he still had Marcus Wheaton.
Yeah.
I was suggesting dropping him a long time ago. Anthony, I think you're with me there.
Potential ads for Wheaton?
Doesn't matter if you're
with me. I don't know. Who would you recommend because out of these guys, like Brandon LaFell, or go with running back-wise for depth, like Bolden, White, or even like someone like James Starks, or just stick with like receiver? I was also thinking about dropping Andrew Hawkins or Andre Holmes.
Is it a PPR league?
Not quite. It's less than half, so I don't really consider that PPR.
I would drop Wheaton for Holmes.
Okay.
And then I would drop... You can drop Ertz for LaFell. If you get
Ertz
Jordan Reed.
LaFell?
As long as you get Jordan Reed.
Yes. Well, I'm also dropping Eli Manning, because I picked up Eli Manning last week. I thought he might have a good week. Yeah, not so much.
He didn't.
So I'm planning on dropping him as... For one of the guys, too.
Who's your other quarterback?
Brady and Romo.
You never need three quarterbacks. You really only need two in a 10 team.
I went up last week for like a streamer.
I
was going against because the other quarterbacks, like Austin Davis, did pretty good against the previous week in Philly, and so on and so on. So I'm like, okay, I'll be able to catch the wave. And that's the case.
Nah, you missed out on that wave.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. All right, so it sounds good.
Who would you be the worst priority? Reed for me or Holmes?
Yes. Well, you can't take a zero in your lineup. You have to.
But if I was going to say, if I didn't get Reed and go some like a different tight end, because I don't know which one you like better, like for the rest of the season, like Reed or Holmes.
Well, Holmes is not a tight end.
No, I know. I just meant for like general wise.
Oh, I like Reed the most.
Okay, sounds good.
Are you going to be able to get Jordan Reed?
Oh, yeah. Right now, I'm second in the waiver order. And the kid in front of me, he never changes his lineup or does any waiver moves. So I'm not worried about that at all.
You should send him over to that to the eight-man league.
I was actually thinking about doing a trade with him because he doesn't do his lineup at all. I'm sending my Eli Manning or Vernon Davis or Jason Wynn, but I don't think he'll bite on that. But he's only 6 right now, so maybe he'll do it.
Maybe he'll do it.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows, man? Who knows with that guy? 0-6, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe he might do it.
He might, yeah.
I mean, he might do that trade if he's 0-6 and doesn't change his lineup.
Yeah, because he might need a quarterback because he originally traded, kind of bonehead move, he traded Rivers 3-4 weeks ago and he got in return Joyce Bell. And that was when Joyce Bell got knocked out with concussion. He missed a couple of games with that. And
do you think he'll do that trade?
I would have it Rivers, yeah.
Do you think he'll do that?
Hey, it's worth a shot, you know? If he says no, then I'll go after Reed. But
what's the worst that can happen?
Exactly. He could say no, you know?
He could say no, that's it. I mean, he might do it.
He might do it, yeah. He could be desperate.
He might be at this point. I mean, 0-6.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give it a try.
I mean, what's the worst that can happen, really?
Exactly. Nothing, yeah.
I know. All right. Maybe he'll do it. Good luck.
Oh, thanks.
All right, you got it. Justin in Boston, one of my favorite callers to discuss with every week. Love that guy. Always happy. Always happy. Doesn't really, you know, kind of.
Bring the positive energy to the show, Justin. That's what we like. We want the positive
vibe
flowing through the microphone.
He might do it. He might do that trade.
It could happen.
It could happen.
But
I mean, if he's desperate enough.
But the flip side is, it might not happen. So, I don't know. We got to find out next week what the hell happened with this situation. So
we want to know. We want to hear about
that. We need
that
Justin
trade.
To call us back next week and let us know if he did it.
I feel like a lot of people are looking for tight ends this week because I think Zach Ertz was a very popular pickup.
Yes.
Again, if you have a guy like Jordan Reed available, he's without question someone you should go after. I like both of the Colts tight ends. We everyone knows we like Clay Harbor, Tim Wright. You take a flyer on Jermaine Gresham. You take a flyer on Heath Miller. I was surprised Eric Ebron didn't get more action for the Lions this past weekend, actually, with Calvin Johnson out. I was a little upset by that.
Yeah, I currently have Ebron on my sit for the tight end list right now, just depending on what's going on with Calvin Johnson. But if Reggie Bush or Calvin Johnson comes back this week, he's going to see even less action, I think. So Eric Ebron, expecting big things. I thought he'd be the top dog tight end for the rookies this year, but not looking that way at all.
You know, a couple weeks ago we did that stat projector, but right now my stat projector machine is broken.
Oh, man.
So I was going to do what did we say? T.Y. Hilton will finish with over 99 yards or 99 catches for the year, but I can't do that this week because the machine's broken.
Well, you know, we'll figure something out. Don't worry.
Right now it's showing. So what it does is it takes games played, and then it adds the games left. So it takes the games played, it figures out how many games they played, what they've done in to date, and then it says, okay, well, if they played 10 more games, here's what they'll have. So right now, DeMarco Murray is on pace for 4,187 yards.
That's a lot.
It shows as 10 games left. So I got to fix that. I don't know. I got to fix that in a little bit. I do wanted to dive into the emails. 855-728-7500 is the phone number, but the email is webradio@patriots.com. We've been ignoring them throughout the show, and I do feel bad that we haven't gotten to some of these. So what do you say we jump into, I don't know who was the first email up, but I think we should get to them.
All right, let's get into it. The first one I got is from our buddy Jag.
Oh, Jag's chiming in the emails, huh?
Jag's emailing in. He's got a trade question for us today. He's in a 14-team PPR league.
That's a real man's league. 14
teams,
baby.
That is a real man's league.
Good
for
you,
Jag.
Do you understand the Ted Nation rule on cockamamie trades?
What is that from?
It's from a local late-night radio guy here. Just doesn't like cockamamie trades, so I hope this isn't one.
He does not.
Ted Nation.
Ted Nation,
all right. Well, Jag needs to know for his trade in his 14-team PPR league, if giving up Eddie Lacy, Pierre Garçon, and Mike Wallace for Jamal Charles, Michael Crabtree, and Mike Evans is a good idea.
Eddie Lacy is maddening, to say the least. He looked great last week against the Vikings. Looked terrible this weekend against the Miami Dolphins. Now, he is playing the Carolina Panthers this week, who give up a lot of points to opposing running backs. Then he plays the Saints. Then he's on a bye. And then his schedule gets really juicy. Bears, Eagles, Vikings, Patriots, Falcons, leading you up to the fantasy football playoffs with the Falcons and the Bucks in week 14 and 16. Jamaal Charles, on the other hand, we know he's had issues with an ankle injury. We know he has a lot of problems with the offensive line. And his schedule's tough, okay? He comes back with the Chargers. Then he plays the Rams, the Jets, the Bills, the Seahawks, with only one good matchup in the next six games coming in week 12 against the Oakland Raiders. He does get the Raiders twice, weeks 12 and week 15. Yeah, 15.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can trade Eddie Lacy for Jamaal Charles at this point, even though I know Eddie Lacy hasn't looked that good.
Yeah, you know, he hasn't, but Jamaal Charles hasn't done anything super spectacular outside of that New England game a few Monday nights ago.
Yeah.
So Jamaal Charles has Nile Davis getting touches taken away from him. He's got a quarterback who's okay, not Aaron Rodgers, not someone that defenses are going to fear, and key players back, and the secondary deal a little bit deeper with the wide receivers and the passing game. So I'm holding on to Eddie Lacy. I feel more confident in what he can do going down the stretch with that schedule and the team he's on compared to Jamaal Charles.
And he's losing out on the receivers in this deal, Garcon and Mike Wallace compared to Crabtree and Evans.
Yeah, Garcon hasn't done much, but he's going to start turning it around. He's a PPR guy, so while he's not going to get a lot of touchdowns, he's going to get his catches. Michael Crabtree is a boomer bust cut type guy, and Mike Evans, same thing, and he's already getting injured his rookie year, so that doesn't bode well for him.
All right, next, what do we got?
Next up, we got our buddy Joey emailing in. Says, a longtime FF Champ subscriber, love the show and the site. Thank you for helping me to two teams at 5-1 this year.
Very nice.
Through 6 weeks, yeah. Great, great. A 10-2 record through two leagues, that's awesome. Yeah, 10-team PPR league, return yards and TDs are factoring into the equation.
Love that.
All right, so basically he needs some help setting up his whole lineup for the most part. He's got Rivers at quarterback.
Yep.
He's got Julius Thomas and Jimmy Graham.
That's okay. He can start two tight ends.
All right, he can start two tight ends. Jimmy Graham is going to be out, though, so you got Julius Thomas perfectly fine. So we got Calvin Johnson, Manuel Sanders, Kelvin Benjamin, Keenan Allen, Odell Beckham, and Josh Gordon. We need to start at least three of those receivers.
Well, we don't know about Calvin yet. If he's playing, he's in.
Yes.
Definitely starting Emmanuel Sanders and definitely starting Kelvin Benjamin.
Right, right. So you got Calvin Johnson, and you're playing for those first three guys. If not, I would say you got to throw in Keenan Allen over Calvin Johnson if Calvin doesn't play.
Yep.
All right, and we need two running backs between Reggie Bush, Joik Bell, Brandon Oliver, Andre Williams, Jeremy Hill, and C.J. Spiller.
I'm definitely going with Brandon Oliver, and it depends on the Lions guys. I think you can get away with starting Joik Bell even with Reggie Bush in, and I think you can – if you definitely can get away with it with Reggie Bush out.
Definitely.
But if Reggie Bush is playing, you can still get away with it by putting in Joik Bell. I like Bell over Bush this week only because of the ankle injury for Reggie, and his game's built on explosion and lateral movement, and if his ankle is a little bit banged up still, you know, that's going to factor into how he performs.
It definitely will. And what we need one flex out of all those guys we just mentioned between the receivers and the running backs.
Well, see, he's really heavy on the Lions here. Keenan Allen, I guess.
Yeah, if Calvin Johnson plays, I like Keenan Allen. If Calvin Johnson doesn't play, you got Keenan Allen in for your wide receiver. I got to say, I'm a fan of Jeremy Hill. I like what he's doing this year. He doesn't get a whole lot of touches, but he's very, very productive with the touches he does get. He seems to have a knack for the end zone and get his way in there almost every week.
I like Hill this week against the Colts. It's a good matchup. He should be inside the top 25 on our rankings. So yeah, Hill's a good play.
Right, right, definitely. And a quick waiver wire question from Joey as well. Anybody you would consider picking up? Jerick McKinnon, Isaiah Crowell, Andre Holmes, Brandon LaFell, Carson Palmer, Joe Flacco, anybody like that you think is worth adding over anyone he has on his team right now?
Not over anyone that he has on his team. His team's too good.
Yeah, he's got a very solid team. I like that team. Very solid.
Yeah. The problem is, I do like Crowell. I do like Andre Holmes, and I like LaFell, but I'm not dropping I'm not drop. You know, Keenan Allen. Listen, Keenan Allen is frustrating, but I don't. You don't drop a guy like that. And I think Joey knows that. He has a good team. He seems to know what he's doing. He's 5-1. But you'd be surprised. People ask me all the time. You know, is it time to drop Keenan Allen? No, it's not. And you're certainly not dropping him for Devontae Adams. I'm not saying that's what Joey's asking. I'm saying I do get questions
in
like
general,
that.
Yeah.
Right. In general. So. Yeah, you know, I'm sticking with the squad. He's 5-1 for a reason. There's no need to mess with it. You know what the big thing is? Calvin Johnson and Julius and Jimmy Graham are injured for him. That could be, you know, that's a main reason why he's 5-1 to start the season. You know, he got four solid weeks out of Calvin and Jimmy Graham, and now they're injured. So.
Yeah, that's your top two picks going off your board right there for at least, you know, maybe Calvin Johnson comes back this week. I don't know, honestly. High ankle sprain, I don't think he comes back this week. I think they sit him at least one more. You know, Jimmy Graham's out for another two to four weeks probably with his situation. So it's going to be tough. But if you can make it through this 2-3 game stretch, 2-1, you're still ahead of the pack right there with a 7-2 record.
Yes.
So... Get on that, Joey. Set that line up, all right?
There you go.
Next up, we got Harley from North Carolina. Currently 6-0 in his league, but he's lacking a reliable tight end. He had Dennis Pitta, got hurt, dropped him, and picked up Owen Daniels, and now he's not sure what to do. His options is A, he could pick up Kobe Fleener from the Colts or Jared Cook from the Rams. Those are the best two options on his waiver wire. He can try to trade someone from his team for another tight end, or he can ride out the season with Owen Daniels. Now, his team, he's got a lot of depth. He's got Andre Johnson, Vincent Jackson, Terrence Williams, Zach Stacy, Golden Tate, Arian Foster, Alshon Jeffrey. So he's got some pieces he could potentially move around for a tight end. So what do you think?
Well, I love his running back, so I wouldn't touch them. Lynch, Foster, plus he's got Rivers. I'm not crazy about his wide receivers, actually. Andre Johnson, Vincent Jackson, Mike Wallace, Terrence Williams on the bench. I don't think his receivers are really anything too special. He does have Golden Tate. I'm surprised he's 6-0, actually, because I'm not in love with his team. But whatever. I mean, it's working for him, so that's great. I don't know if he needs a tight end. If he's 6-0 and he's winning with this squad, he can't afford to trade a running back. That's what's winning him these games. Phillip Rivers, Foster, and Lynch are winning him these matchups. So I'm not trading him. I'm not trading Alshon Jeffrey either. Vincent Jackson's on a bye this week. He's dealing with a rib injury. If he can somehow maybe send off Zach Stacy and get a tight end, I don't know if that's possible in his league. I don't know, you know, what his opponents need in terms of you know, backups. But if he can maybe get a Larry Donnell, who's been struggling. But should
you just step on a dog or something?
No. But should get more targets with Victor Cruz out? I don't know. Maybe he can get a Larry Donnell for Zach Stacy.
Yeah, you know, Larry Donnell is a guy I would definitely look at because of Victor Cruz going down. I mean, Larry Donnell looked great so far this year for the most part. You know, had a couple of games where he hasn't done much, but he's getting a lot of looks from Eli Manning. And with Victor Cruz down, like we said, Odell Beckham's going to have to step up. But before that happens, before the transition comes full circle, Larry Donnell's going to be a guy getting a lot of targets from Eli Manning. So if you can work Larry Donnell from someone for somebody like Zach Stacy, go for it for sure.
So it's just too bad that he didn't get rid of Zach Stacy last week because, I mean, he looked awful last night or Monday night. And Jordan Cameron would have been another guy to get before he had that big, you know, breakout game, 3 catches, 102 yards and a touchdown.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's going to be tough. But you know what? Someone might take a chance on Zach Stacy. You never know. If you get something better than Owen Daniels, then it's definitely worth a trade at that point.
What's the next email we got?
Next up, we got Andrew C. from Cali. Says, hey guys, I got Kaepernick, Andy Dalton, and the Denver defense. Denver is going up against San Fran, San Diego, and New England in the next 3 weeks. I'm looking to add Cleveland, who plays Oakland, Jacksonville, and Tampa Bay. Do I drop Denver to add Cleveland or drop one of the quarterbacks?
You drop the defense.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. Denver's defense isn't really doing a whole lot this year. I know they tried to revamp it and make it a little bit better, but fantasy-wise, it's not doing a whole lot. You had that pick six at the end of the game this week, but They aren't doing a whole lot. I feel safer rolling week to week playing different defenses than I do dropping Colin Kaepernick or even Andy Dalton. I mean, yeah. Andy Dalton still throws the ball a whole ton, and he's not going to stop anytime soon. So in case Colin Kaepernick goes down, at least you got a competent backup on your bench.
I'm not dropping the – I'd rather drop the defense.
Yeah, 100% agree. All right, next up is our buddy Butters. He says, hey, fellas, any waiver wire pickups worth taking over Jeremy Hill? I have Gio Bernard in a 14-team PPR league.
What's he asking here? Like, is there anyone worth taking instead
and
of Gio
basically,
Bernard?
If you, would you drop Jeremy Hill for any of the guys we talked about on the waiver wire today?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, especially if you have Giovanni Bernard.
Exactly.
You can't do that. So, like I said, Jeremy Hill is an impressive rookie. He's looking one of the better rookie running backs this year already, even though he's behind Gio Bernard in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
All right, next up, we got Dan emailing in. Dan's got two questions on a touchdown-only league. Question number one, with Ridley
gone.
Hold on,
before you get into this, touchdown-only leagues are tough, man.
Yeah.
They are tough. You know what? If you're in a touchdown-only league, you have to be driving yourself crazy because, like, for instance, Bishop Sankey got vultured this weekend by Jackie Battle.
Yeah.
And the touchdown-only league, he did not get into the end zone. Jackie Battle got into the end zone, but I would never in a million years suggest to start Jackie Battle over Bishop Sankey. So 10 touchdown-only leagues, boy, they are tough. So who's this for? Dan?
Dan.
I'll tell you, they are tough. Like, a guy like Emmanuel Sanders is a top five wide receiver in terms of yards and receptions, hasn't scored a touchdown this year.
I know, that's crazy. You know, Julius Thomas, Demaryius Thomas, and Jacob Tammy are the only receivers who have caught a touchdown pass from Peyton Manning this year.
There you
go. I was looking that up earlier today. I thought that was crazy that Wes Welker, you got Emmanuel Sanders, you got a lot of weapons at your disposal, and those guys haven't found the end zone yet.
All right, so I'm sorry.
All right, so that's okay. TD only league. First question, with Stephen Ridley gone, would you consider Shane Vereen as a running back two or flex this week?
Yes.
Yeah, they got to feed him the ball. You know, the New York Jets coming into town in New England. New England's starting to click right now. You can't stop them. They're going to get points put on the board, even against a tougher defense with the Jets. Question number two. I know you said don't trade Calvin Johnson and Matthew Stafford yet, but at 2-4, I need a win now more than anything. My backs are inconsistent at best, and I have Carson Palmer as my backup. If I can just get back into it, there's a chance for Josh Gordon. I feel like I could survive not having Calvin Johnson and Stafford if I can get better somewhere else.
So his backup is Carson Palmer. I would need to know what he can get. I mean,
Yeah, that's a really tough question without knowing who you're looking at and what you might get in return.
Right. I'm not going to tell you to trade Calvin and Calvin and Stafford for, you know, for Storm Johnson and Mike Wallace. But if you're getting – it all depends what you're getting. We need some more context. Any trade question is really tough. More details, the better. You have to give us some context in that kind of question.
Yeah, definitely. All right, man. So our next email comes in from a guy named Rick, and the subject line is just 18-team league. You can't find two more friends.
I'm sorry.
The whole subject is just Bill cracks me up.
You know.
Love it.
It's true. I'm in – you know what's so pathetic? I'm in about five different leagues with my hometown friends, my college friends, but there are about four or five teams that are the same in every league. So I really could be in just like three leagues, but I play against the same four or five people in four or five different leagues, which is crazy. But I don't know. I'm not. Maybe we should start a business where we volunteer or we match up. It's like it's like, oh my God, guys. Kevin,
match.
Are you there?
Com.
Yes.
For
it's like match.com. It's like match.com for fantasy football or fantasy sports in general. No one better take this idea. By putting it publicly on the radio, I think that gives me like a poor man's patent.
We're going to say that right now. Yep. Verbal patent. We're putting down on that.
So, listen, here's the thing. Like, it matches you. Let's say you like, Anthony, you like playing the PPR league. You're looking for a 9-team league that needs that 10th person that's in a PPR format that likes to do their online draft. Like, you have all these different things, all these different factors. See, I've never done online dating in my life. You do all these different factors that it gives you the same interests, and then it matches you people. It matches up people in your league. We can call it fantasymatch.com.
There you go.
I'm registering that URL right now. I'm going to GoDaddy. We got to take a break or something.
Just to be safe. You never
GoDaddy.com. Let's see if this is available. GoDaddy.com. Enter a domain name. Fantasy Match. Let's see. Let's see if this puppy's up. Fantasy Match. .camp. Come on. Give me the .com. Yeah, what? I don't. Yes, it is. Fantasy Match app. I don't want that. Fantasy Match Finder. That's not bad. Fantasy Match Dating. No.
Mm-mm.
Sorry, fantasymatch.com is not available. All right, well, let's go to fantasymatch.com. And if they're not doing what we're doing or what we want to do, then I might have to talk to these people. Whoa! Do not go to fantasymatch.com. I apologize.
I had a feeling this could end poorly. I didn't want to say anything, but I was just going to see what happened, and I thoroughly enjoyed the reaction. So we all know what that means.
Oh, no. Yes, do not go there, and I will not be buying that website.
Yeah. All right, I don't blame you.
But that is a good idea.
Fill
and then
league.
We can help out those people. We can help out those people in the 18 leagues.
That's
we match. We're like a fantasy matchmaker. Maybe that's what the site should be. Fantasymatchmaker.com.
Fillourleague.com.
Yeah.
Something like
That's another one. Yeah. I think that's a pretty good business idea.
All right. Well,
because 18 leagues, they gotta go.
We gotta work on this so we can get something going. We'll split some E-League teams apart and just boost them all together, and we'll make some super leagues out of it. It'll be great.
A couple more emails to get to, a couple more phone calls. We're going to go to L in Wisconsin. Hello, L.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
All right. Can you pick two of these five tight ends? Charles Clay, Jordan Cameron, Travis Kelce, Owen Daniels, Jordan Reed.
All right, so two of those five tight ends, Jordan Reed is jumping off the page to me. And then who else do you like, Ant?
Yeah, I'm normally a Travis Kelce fan, but this week against the Jacksonville Jaguars, I love Jordan Cameron.
I do, too.
I love Jordan Cameron this week, as well as the two Jordans.
Get the two Jordans in your lineup this weekend.
Yes. Two Jordans, one field.
All right, so that was Al from Wisconsin. We appreciate the phone call. Let's jump back into the emails. And again, if you're listening to the show on demand via the podcast on iTunes, or maybe you're listening to Patriots mobile app, you can always hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps, at the PPR Monster for Anthony. I am at Bill Enright, and our faithful producer, Kevin Collins, is at PatsRadio_Kev. How are those phone lines going today, Kev?
Going okay.
That was quite the interesting.
I don't know, man. I didn't want to put them on, but it is what it is.
All right. Let's go back to
I felt like I just lost like 10 seconds of my life that I'll never get back.
Let's go back to the emails here. Who we got next, Anthony?
Next up, we got another Mike emailing in, and I love the subject line Mike sent in. I like when people make something creative. His subject was, "Do you like my tight end?"
Yes.
We
nice
do.
Nice one.
He's got Larry Donnell and Jason Witten. Should he drop one for Jordan Reed in a PPR league?
Yeah, I would. I think Witten comes alive, and he always kills the Giants. So especially this week, I would try to get him on my team. I do have it's kind of crazy. On the rest of the way rankings, I have Jordan Reed at 11, Jason Witten 12, Larry Donnell 13. So go ahead and drop Donnell.
Man, that's close. Three.
I think people
three.
Do that on purpose. By the way, I'm pretty sure people just like go to like my rankings or go to FF Champs. They look at our rankings and they're like, all right, well, I'm going to try to screw with Bill today. I'm going to ask him who he likes better out of these guys that are ranked, 9, 10, and 11. I wouldn't be shocked if people did that.
You know, if you get two guys that are 10 and 11 or 10, 11, 12, it's a toss-up at that point. I don't really think we can give someone a bad information or a poor choice. I mean, you got three guys there for a reason. They're all going to be semi-decent. So, yeah, Jordan Reed, I like him over both those guys. The other guy you want to keep is kind of a toss-up almost.
Next email is Keegan in Texas. He said, I'm going to keep this short. I'm sure you have a lot of questions. Brian Hoyer and Joe Flacco, both available on the waiver wire. Are either one of them worth picking up and starting over Matt Ryan?
I can't start someone over Matt Ryan right now. I just, you know, he's got a tough matchup going to Baltimore. I mean, Brian Hoyer definitely has the nicest matchup of these three guys. Look, Joe Flacco, 5 touchdowns last week, kind of a mirage. Joe Flacco is not going to be throwing touchdowns like that the rest of the year. So
no.
I'm not touching Joe Flacco, but
the answer is stick with Matt Ryan.
You got to stick with him.
Keegan says, I hate Matt Ryan's O-line right now as much as you guys hate Jake Locker and Toby Gerhart. That's pretty funny. Next one is from Blake in Orlando, starting Matt Ryan over Joe Flacco. Wow,
yeah,
crazy.
Of course.
Brady over Russell Wilson.
I'm going to go with Tom Brady against the New York Jets. Brady's peaking right now. I like it.
I'm going to go with Russell Wilson only because the Thursday night matchup, I just don't like it.
Someone always scores a lot of points, if not both teams. And if anybody's doing this week, it's going to have to be the Patriots.
Blake also needs a defense. He asks about the Cleveland Browns. He doesn't list anyone else. But, yes, I do like the Cleveland Browns against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Definitely.
Tight end question from Ike in Charlotte. Ike's still not a millionaire in Charlotte. That's great. Oh, can I just go on a little rant here about the millionaire maker from week 6?
Please do that.
I forgot to say this earlier in the show. So, as you know, DraftKings, our title sponsor here for Fantasy Football Champs, is running the millionaire maker pretty much for the last 2 weeks, and they're running it again in week 7. You get a free entry, you go to ffchamps.com/million. First place gets $1 million. The first place winner in week 6 had Andre Holmes in his lineup. Now, I don't mind that he had Brandon Oliver or Jordy Nelson, Steve Smith Sr., Julius Thomas, Mosinu. I don't even care that he had Joe Flacco and that Flacco had 5 touchdowns. That's fine with me. But the guy had Andre Holmes in at wide receiver this week for week 6, not for week 7 going ahead. He won with Andre Holmes. That's like winning with Allen Hurns from week 1.
Yeah, it's tough. Daily fantasy football gets me so heated because as much as there is skill and there's players you want to put in there, you like need that, to have luck. You
right,
have to have luck to win.
That one, Andre Holmes was lucky. Now, the guy that won in week 5, he had a good lineup. Everyone that he had in was a well-known fantasy player. They all had really big days. But this guy with Andre Holmes, I mean, are you kidding me with that?
I was really wondering if anybody out there had Andre Holmes in their lineup. And, you know, well, someone just won $1 million. Because send a fruit basket to Andre Holmes for winning $1 million. That's what you should be doing right now.
So Ike, still not a millionaire in Charlotte, says, hey, champs, I need some tight end advice. My team is 2-4. I need to shake things up a bit. He's got Jason Witten, has room for another tight end on his roster, but should he pick up or start any of the following in place of Jason Witten? Jordan Reed, Garrett Graham, Clay Harbor, Jared Cook, Tim Wright, Jermaine Gresham, or Jace Amaro? I can't say this enough. Jordan Reed is a top 5 tight end when he's healthy. Now, Jason Witten also happens to be a top 5 tight end this week against the Giants.
Yeah,
I'm not dropping Witten just to play Reed, but if you want to shake up your lineup and you have someone to drop, then I would go get Jordan Reed for sure.
Yeah, it said that he had an extra spot, so go pick up Jordan Reed. He shouldn't be sitting on the waiver wire at all. So hang on to Jason Witten. Like you said, this week play him against the New York Giants and hang on to Jordan Reed for future use.
Our good friend Russell in New York City is decimated at running back. He has Joik Bell, Storm Johnson, and Peyton Hillis. That's disgusting. There's a dude who is overloaded at running back and is willing to possibly part with Jerick McKinnon, Ronnie Hillman, Jeremy Hill. He wants Kelvin Benjamin for me. Who I could possibly part with? Should I do something and how to structure it? I don't know the rest of his lineup. Like, who does he have a receiver that he's getting rid of Kelvin Benjamin? It could be his number 2.
Yeah, well, if your running backs are that thin, you better have a 3 or 4 solid wide receivers from your draft. But
if anything, out of those, McKinnon, Hillman, and Hill, I'm going with Hill.
Yeah, Jeremy Hill is the one guy you want to see. For Kelvin Benjamin, you should be able to get Jeremy Hill and Jerick McKinnon or the other Ronnie Hillman. You should be able to get at least 2 of them.
Rick in Houston asked a simple question here. Drop Marcus Wheaton for Isaiah Crowell.
Yes.
Justin in Florida, McKinnon or Crowell in the flex? I like Crowell this week.
I do too. Jared McKinnon's going to get touches, but yeah, Crowell against the Jags, and Crowell is going to he gets in the end zone. I mean, if anything, you're going to get probably a touchdown out of him. Maybe not a lot of yards, but he gets a lot of touches, and the touches he gets, he makes use out of them.
Our friend Nate from Twitter, who Kevin, I believe, got some good restaurant tips, right, Kev? Didn't Nate from our
Oh, yeah, he hooked
Nate.
Me up big time.
Yeah, hooked you up with some good restaurants.
Steakhouse barbecue
City.
Tips.
There you go. Nate writes in, this week was almost the best week this year. I lost on the pick six in a 12-team league, won two 11-team leagues, and because of it, took me out of the money in DraftKings once I was in it. Oh, that sucks. Yeah. I'm only... If I would pick a Patriot, who would it be? Oh, so if he was going to pick up a Patriot off the waiver wire, Brandon LaFeller or Shane Vereen. Right now he has Kelvin Benjamin, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith at wide receiver, along with Percy Harvin, Brian Quick. I think his receivers are good. I think he can use Shane Vereen on this team. Ben Tate, Monte Ball, Darren Sproles, Matt Asiata. He needs Shane Vereen for sure.
Yeah, you got two guys already hurt that are going to be missing the next couple of weeks. You need something to do with it. Shane Vereen's going to get most of the touches to start with the New England Patriots with Stephen Ridley being down. So Shane Vereen should be the guy you're picking up.
It says here that Nate is an official Under Armour distributor. Wow, well, let's get some Under Armour sent up here.
Under Armour, all right.
Next email is from Matt M. Hey guys, thanks for all the advice. Love the show. My record is 3-3. I'm in 12-team league. Half-point PPR. Should I be in panic mode? You're 500, buddy. What are you panicking about? Please tell me if I should be letting any of my guys go and trying to pick up some of the guys on the waiver wire. He's got Brady and Eli, Lynch, Sproles, Spiller, Forsett, Thomas. I'm guessing it's Daniel Thomas. How about Justin Forsett? I mean, this guy's getting it done every week.
Love Justin Forsett. He looks great this year. I'm not getting up Justin Forsett for really anything right now. I want him on my team.
Dez Bryant, Michael Crabtree, Sanders, and Jordan Matthews, and his tight ends Larry Donnell. Since he doesn't let us know who is an option, like I'm not.
You don't need to know who's picking up. But
if you're going to ask us a waiver wire question, you got to let us know who's available on the waiver wire.
But listen, Eli Manning, expendable. Jordan Matthews,
sure.
Expendable.
Sure.
Daniel Thomas, expendable. You got three guys you can drop to pick
up. But for
people.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he could be asking us about. You know, James Starks or Donald Brown or Fozzie Whitaker. Like, I don't know who this guy's talking about. Maybe for some reason Drew Brees is out there because he was on a bye last week and someone dropped him. I have no way of knowing.
Yeah.
But yes, 100%. The guys that you mentioned are expendable for sure.
Definitely.
All right. Dan Martin, update on the trade question. Okay, this is what I would be looking for in my touchdown-only league. I got my eye on a couple of teams with similar records. One has Eddie Lacy. Oh, so this is Dan who has Calvin Stafford, right?
Yes, that's him.
Right, okay, so he has Eddie Lacy available, Mike LeSean McCoy. They have terrible running backs, the owners of that duo. Another one has Marshawn Lynch. He'd be moving Stafford and Calvin in some sort of package for those types of backs. I think you can probably get Calvin Johnson for LeSean McCoy straight up.
Yeah,
same thing with Lynch.
Happen.
Same thing with Lynch, same thing with Eddie Lacy. If you're going to throw Matthew Stafford into the deal, it almost makes you look desperate, I think.
Yeah, you don't want to come out with all your cards, you know, facing the opponent. You want to make them guess and see what's going on.
Because if someone calls me and says, "Hey Bill, I'll give you Stafford and Calvin Johnson, send me Eddie Lacy." I'm thinking, "Well, what's wrong with the Lions? Exactly. Why all of a sudden are people jumping off that boat?" Why is Calvin Johnson out longer than I expect? Why is Matt Stafford not playing good suddenly? And if that's the case, do I really want both of them? So I would just do Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, 100% agree.
Joey G, just realized you're not having a Thursday show. Non-PPR league, need two running backs and a flex. Jeremy Hill, Crowell, Chris Ivory, Andre Williams, Kyrie Robinson, Kelvin Benjamin, or Kelsey. Let's go with the two running backs first. Hill, Crowell, Ivory, Williams, Robinson.
I'm going to stick with Jeremy Hill and
Crowell, Andre Williams,
Chris Ivory. Chris Ivory's going to get a lot of touches. I do like Crowell, but I'm going to put Chris Ivory in there over Crowell for
right
now.
Fair enough. And then for his flex, Kelvin Benjamin's a no-brainer, right?
Yes.
Big shooter in the house. He's hurting this week at running back. He needs to pick up someone off the waiver wire. Jeremy Hill and Isaiah Crowell are both available. Who does he drop out of Eli Manning, Benny Cunningham, Zach Stacy, or one of his defenses, Cincinnati Bengals or the Chargers?
You definitely drop Eli Manning. I'm okay with that. I'd be okay with dropping Zach Stacy right now, too, to be honest with you. Benny Cunningham's looking better, and Trey Mason's going to start getting the ball. So, also, you got two defenses. Either way, you can drop one of them.
We got a few more minutes left in the show. Since we're not going to be around on Thursday, do we have to do our primetime pick 'em?
Yeah, I'd say we should do that.
Pick 'em, yes.
Well, Anthony, why don't you give us the results from last week? I think I did terribly. Probably my worst week.
No, Bill, you did not. You are 2-1 last week. You had the Colts, you had the 49ers, but the Giants, huge disappointment for you, so
yeah,
I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I went 1-2 with only the Eagles giving me a victory. The Rams came out swinging, thought they had that one, and then they just blew it. And the Texans made a nice comeback, but fell a little bit short. And Kevin, 3-0 last
week. Whoa, how about it, Kev? All right.
The only perfect
Kevin can be there,
week.
Obviously, to offer insight.
Damn right he can. So,
very good, Kev.
Very good. We got a couple picks we got to make this week, starting with the Thursday night game. Your New England Patriots taking on the New York Jets.
All right, so I think everyone's going Patriots on this one, right?
Yeah, I'm going Pats.
Definitely New England.
Yeah, I mean, if you would have picked the Jets, if either of you would have picked the Jets, I would have had to talk to Mr. Kirsch and try to get a replacement.
Yeah, I'm not that far out of it yet.
We had a Paul Perillo pick Buffalo last week. And not a bad pick. You know, it was a big spot for Buffalo.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Paul's
game,
the only,
ownership.
Yeah, Paul's the only one that picked Buffalo, basically because of the spot. Mm-hmm. And some guy called this up on the pregame show, and he was like a cop in Virginia that was originally from here, and he was threatening to have Paul's car towed.
Oh, that's great.
He was hammered at like 11:30 in the morning.
That's funny.
Oh, it was terrible.
Okay, so we're all on the Patriots for Thursday night football. Yep. 49ers at Broncos. Good game Sunday night. I just love the Sunday night game. I love the Monday night game, too. I like the Thursday night game, but Sunday night, something special about it.
Waiting all day for Sunday night, baby.
What's that?
Waiting all day for Sunday night.
That's right.
Carrie Underwood and those legs.
I'm waiting all day for Carrie Underwood. Yeah, that's
there you
what
go.
I say.
Yeah.
49ers and Broncos. I'm taking the Broncos on this one.
I got to stick with the home team as well. It should be a high-scoring game, but I like Denver.
Me as well.
Kev?
Me as well.
All right, so we're all on the same page. And finally, I don't know how this game snuck onto Monday night, but it's an AFC matchup. Houston Texans versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Where's that game?
It's in Pittsburgh, which makes it interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Pittsburgh.
Steelers coming off a bad loss against the Browns. Texans coming off a bad loss against the Colts.
So I'm going New England, Denver, Pittsburgh.
Okay, New England, Denver, and Pittsburgh for our producer, Kevin Collins. Anthony Grace, who are you taking?
I'm going to same lineup as Kevin, New England,
damn
Denver,
it.
And Pittsburgh.
Well, I'm going to go Texans just because, you know, I like to be a little different than you guys.
It's okay.
It either is going to separate me even more or it's going to let you guys catch up, and I'm fine with either.
You got a one-game lead on Kevin right
now.
Yeah, that's
I was going to say
so.
I caught up a little bit last week.
Well, that's a risk I'm willing to take. I got to be a little different, otherwise we'll just be tied all year, and that's boring. So I'll go Texans. Maybe J.J. Watt can make a case for for MVP this year.
He's already there, so why not?
All right, I apologize that we're not going to be around on Thursday. If you have a lineup question, send it to us on Twitter, at Bill Enright, at FFChamps, at the PPR Monster, at PatchRadio_Kev. Gentlemen, any final thoughts before we take off today?
I can't wait for Thursday night, Billy.
There you go.
Kick this off.
Anthony, what do you got?
We're talking about Jason Witten. Last four games against the Giants, 280 yards and 4 touchdowns.
All right, last week I said LeSean McCoy is a Giant killer. This week I'm saying Jason Witten's a Giant killer, and Anthony just backed me up with those stats. Want to wish everyone the best of luck. Enjoy the games and have fun Thursday night, Patriots and the Jets. Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.